and Group B that we are also hosts of this tournament.
Yeah, they'll be looking to send a very strong signal to the rest of the teams in Group B as they look to advance beyond the group stage. Yeah, on your way home, of course, stay interactive. It's a very interactive commentary here on Joe 99.7 FM. 055-111-997 is the WhatsApp line. Let's stay interactive. Well, this commentary is also brought to you by Pepsodent. Pepsodent is supporting us massively. In football, you don't reach the World Cup without discipline. And when it comes to your smile, the rules are the same. World-class defense isn't built in a day. It's built by brushing morning and night, because every meal is a snack. Attack, especially with the World Cup games at dawn and midnight. And without the right defense, germs will score. That's why Pepsodent brings you the limited edition World Cup toothpaste. Choose your defense variant. Fresh breath for all-day confidence. Antibacterial to fight germs. Or plaque removal for a cleaner, stronger smile. All right, so make sure you brush morning and evening, because that's exactly what Lawrence does every day, isn't it, Lawrence?
Of course, that's what I do every day. These days, I just like the World Cup, you need to have a strong defensive line, and that is what Pepsodent as a human being, as a human, does for you. It comes in, keeps you protected, your teeth fine, your breath fresh, and you're good to go.
And you're good to go, absolutely. Pepsodent, also Sigma Appliances, the World Cup season, of course, yes, got a massive upgrade, and you need to be exactly where the action is. From now all the way to the 19th of July, the only place to be is a Sigma Blue Lounge, happening live at the Heritage Brewery, ANC Mall in East Legon. And we're talking live matches screening. We're talking Jamas session by the Vandals of Commonwealth Hall, PS5 gaming tournament, massive giveaways, and so much fun. So, look, if you're looking to upgrade your home, think Sigma Appliances, air conditions, fridges, freezers, TVs, and sun bars to washing machines, all the small appliances you use every day, Sigma Appliances have them all. So, kickoff is upon us now. It's Canada versus Bosnia and Herzegovina. Of course, the big man Alfonso Davies is on the bench. And also for Bosnia, the big man Edin Džeko is also on the bench. But starting in pose for Canada, they've got Kripo, who is in pose for them. Laie is also in there. And Cornelius is also featuring for them. Fogirolis is also in there. Johnston is there. Buchanan is there. Kone is also in there. And Justicao is in there alongside Miller. And they've got Oluwaseyi and Jonathan David also starting for them. Well, for Bosnia and Herzegovina, they've also got starting for them Demirovic. They've got Lukic in there. They've got Badrak Tarevic in there. They've got Dedic. They've got Basic. They've got Tahirovic. They've got Memic. They've got Kolasinac. They've got Muharmovic. And they've got Katic. And Vasil is in there. It's a Vich.
At the end of the day, what's the name of the commentator again?
I'm telling you, my brother, he's Wolfsbeich. Yeah, well, it's Canada who are on the attack now with a corner kick, swings one in, short pass, but it's well defended by Bosnia, and it's all the way out there as they look to launch the attack. But the goalkeeper comes out, Kripo comes out and deals with it neatly. But Bosnia wins the ball back in their own half, stringing the passes there. Canada trying to stay resolute, both sides looking to avoid an early goal in this game. Lawrence, we've seen two games in this tournament so far. South Korea defeated Czechia 2-1, and Mexico defeated South Africa 2-0. Two games, 5 goals in the opening two games.
Obviously, you are expecting to see more, because if you look at the traits of these two teams, Bosnia especially, as you mentioned earlier this morning, they've really scored goals in all of their games. They've also conceded goals, which also tells another story. So if it is one thing that we are looking forward to expecting, the fact that we may see goals in this game.
Well, we may see goals, and my goodness, Bosnia with a chance there. But it's completely over the bar. Wonderful free kick into the 18-yard area of Canada. They couldn't clear it well, and it fell to the feet of
Mehmet was the player who was trying to hit from the rebound.
I mean,
saw the space, tried to capitalize. Unfortunately, just well and over the crossbar.
Yeah, over the crossbar there, Mehmet with an attempt, not on target, but a very big opportunity for Bosnia early in the game there, but they failed to make the most of it. Bosnia still with the ball now, and Canada also have got some, you know, Nigerian decent and Ghanaian decent players there. I'm here and seeing some Lai in there. I'm also seeing some Oluwaseyi in there. Well, Canada surging forward now with an opportunity where he's cleared by Bosnia. And is expected to be a very attacking play today. And Canada themselves, they've been on some very good form, particularly in this stadium.
Well, it's one thing you expect from a side that is managed by Jesse Marsh, very, very unique in the brand of football they play. But another player who they'll be looking at in the absence of Alphonso Davies, who they'll be looking up to step up and then get them goals, is Jonathan David, who is the country's highest top scorer with 39 goals. So even though he had a roller coaster season with Juventus, he's still trusted. And then he's still expected to deliver for this Canadian side at this tournament.
Yeah, let's see what Jonathan Davies can do for Canada tonight. If he can find the back of the net for them. He is a really, really good player with some decent outing for Juventus this season. That's a foul for Bosnia now in the Canadian half. I can count about two fouls already created by Canada in this game. Boston wants an opportunity. It looks like he's going to swing long one into the penalty area. And trying to make the most of the set pieces they got is a short pass out. And long one into the penalty area. And it's a goal kick. It was a free header there, but they could not make the most of it.
Just like the game we saw between South Korea and then Czech Republic earlier this morning, Czech decided to rely on set pieces, while South Korea on the other hand fell to, playing out from the back, trying to build something. It's a kind of approach you are seeing from Bosnia in the early stages of this game. Try to go long and find the big men up front, see if they can get something out of those set pieces that come their way.
Mm. Well, let's see if Bosnia can make the most of the set pieces they will get in this game. So far they've already had about two of it, and they're on the attack now. But Canada look like a very organized side, really, really organized side so far. And of course Lukic has been making quite a number of runs, but has not been able to get any good chance yet. It's just about 5 minutes into the first half. You're joining us. This is your 99.7 FM. And it's Canada versus Bosnia and Herzegovina in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Group B action. There's a throw in for Bosnia now. Ditch with a throw, it goes all the way back to his man there. Bosnia with a patient build up there. It's cleared by Canada, and it's been a very patient build up by both sides, you know, very cautious in the first 6 minutes of the game. Lawrence,
if you're a team that have been to the World Cup before, you know that your first games are always important. You don't want to commit so many mistakes like we saw from South Africa yesterday, because you need to give yourself a chance to stay in the tournament, to stay in the group, to ensure that there's a possibility of you coming out of this group and very positively. So cautious, see the spaces before you attack and try to unlock the defense of your opponents. That's what both teams are trying to do in the opening stages of this game.
Well, there's a throw-in for Bosnia. They've effected it now, and it's out now. Another throw-in for Canada now. Well,
Bosnia wins the ball in the middle there. It goes all the way back to the goalkeeper. Long one into the center area. To nobody in particular. It's a bit of a ding-dong affair, but Canada picks it up. We'll try to work out an attack. A long one out there on the right flanks, and really, really resolute work there, but unfortunately he's out. It's a throw-in, I believe, for Bosnia now. Buchanan with the opportunity now, and he takes the ball out for a throw-in. And there are a few new rules in this competition. You've got just about 5 seconds to effect a throw-in. Yeah. You fail to do that, and the throw-in will go for the opposition. They fed the throw-in to nobody in particular, but the winner of the throw-in now. And of course the 5 seconds is counting all the way out. But Canada wins it. Jonathan Davis flicks it to nobody in particular. Bosnia with the ball now, but Canada regains possession. Out wide to Miller. Miller tries to find Oluwaseyi. Oluwaseyi misses it and is out for a throw-in for Canada. Keeping the possession now, and Oluwaseyi will be fed the throw-in for Canada now. And it's out to Buchanan, to Miller, and Canada wins another throw-in. Throw-in for Canada, just around the corner kick area. There's a long one into the penalty area. It's cleared out by Bosnia, and Canada wins it again, goes all the way back to the goalkeeper, and he will take his time and launch a long one. He finds Miller on the left wing there. Miller takes it back to Yustakar. Patient build up there by Canada. Jonathan Davis, he wins it but loses it, and Canada will launch an attack now. They search forward. Canada, long one there, but it's a foul there, and he had to bring his man down. There was no way he was going to match up with that pace. And Kolasinac, who's the captain of Bosnia, is asking for a card.
I mean, it feels there's more to it than just a yellow card that's being offered.
What he thinks is a red card? Is that what he's contemplating? I mean, look at the play again.
I mean, if card testing to him, but I don't think there's any attempts from Justin to win the ball. Goes in for his man, goes in for Memic on that occasion, and it's actually the reason why Kolasinac is complaining. I don't think he's through on goal, or I don't think he's in a clear position to make any goal scoring chance. If anything, he's moving towards the byline, and the yellow card is totally fair.
Alistair Johnston with the first yellow card of the game there. Means is that he's got to be extra careful. Was a really, really strong tackle there. You can understand why Kolasinac was asking for a second review of that yellow card. Really strong tackle. But it's Bosnia with another free kick opportunity. They've had two already, haven't made the most of it, and let's see what they will do with this now. It's Memic on the ball. Long one into the penalty area, and rolls into the arms of the goalkeeper. Kripal with a very simple catch there. Well, Kripal passes it to nobody in particular. Bosnia wins it again. Bosnia on the attack now, just around the D. The fullback patiently building up. They lose the ball. Canada picks it up. Canada will look to launch another attack now. Is out for a throw-in for Canada. He just came off Lukic. There's a throw-in. Laye. Richard Laye now with a throw-in for Canada. Jonathan wins the ball there, but ball is still flying in Canada with opportunity now, and it's a timely clearance by Kolasinac. Really good.
A good interception on that occasion. Otherwise, Jonathan David gets through on goal. One-on-one with goalkeeper. You know what he's capable of when he's in that Canada shirt. Great interception.
Very prolific there. Lassanach with some very timely interception there. Well, Canada will surge forward now, and it's Korn who launches one into the area. And to nobody in particular there, but Canada have got a corner kick. Jonathan Davis with that attempt, trying to find Korn and Miller, who at the time were in the penalty area. It was a good idea, wasn't it, Lawrence?
Yeah, I mean, saw the opportunity, decided to go very quickly because they were on their front foot. Timely intervention on the part of the Bosnian defender to cut out the attack.
Tahirovic, very timely interception there. It's a corner kick for Canada. Short one, they take it. Miller will launch it. One into the penalty area. Cornet tries to attack it, but is unable to get his head to it. And Bosnia looking to launch an attack, and it comes off the referee, of course. Will have to resume.
Yeah, tried as much as possible to get out of the way of the ball. A bit late. Not his fault. I mean, these days everything moves quickly.
Very quickly, and of course he rendered an apology to the Bosnian team there. Well, Bosnia have regained possession now. Back to the goalkeeper, Kripo, who launches one into the Canadian half, and Canada calmly win possession. They launch an attack forward now. Canada long one, and they find Kone. Kone to trying to find Jonathan Davis there. But Canada, they are piling the pressure, looking to appease the home fans today. We're just talking about Canada's record in at least the last 28 games, where they have been very resolute, really, really resolute. They have lost just one in their last 28 games, winning 19 and drawing 8 of them. Their last loss coming against Jamaica sometime in 2023.
As I mentioned, Jesse Marsh has played a very big role in their resurgence, and he's the reason why they've gotten to this point, the reason why they become one of the teams you want to play against. And at this World Cup, I thought they could choose.
Canada with a strong drive there. Corner with an opportunity. And he should have done better. Really should have done better. It was a brilliant ball into the penalty area. And my word, that was Jonathan Davis, the Juventus man. You expect him to do better from that position. It's the best chance of the game so far, 60 minutes into it. My word, Jonathan will be feeling very sorry. He knows he could have done better.
For a man as prolific, anytime he wears the national team colors, this would be disappointed from his point of view. But that was a big opportunity for Canada to take an early lead and settle a bit more.
It's a brilliant opportunity there for Jonathan Davids. Really good work ball there. Look at that drive again. Couldn't get it really well on his foot. Or just the inside of his foot, and rolled straight into the arms of the goalkeeper. And Jesse Marsh is going nuts there. really, really upset with the effort by Jonathan Davis there. He knows he should have done better. Knows he should have done better. Akrapo with very good positioning. That was an easy save for him. Bosnia with a throw in now. The throw in is affected, but it's out for another throw in for Bosnia. You can see the Bosnian fans there. Very, very, very tense. Really tense. And for Bosnia themselves, they've been really decent. It was a very challenging qualification round for them. They had to beat Italy to qualify for this tournament. Canada with the attack now. They win the ball there. Richard Lai tries to find Miller. Bosnia with very good positioning, and they win the ball back. There's a foul for Bosnia as Mr. Kwal failed to make a very good tackle.
Zach,
Bosnia can breathe a sigh of relief now.
Yeah, 90 minutes played so far in this game, but we've seen so many physical tackles flying in here and there. Tells you the two sides that are playing are not taking things lightly at all. The earlier you settle and get your goal, the better for you. That's what they are trying to do, especially for Canada, who keep putting the pressure on the Bosnian defense.
Well, it's been all Canada in the first 19 minutes at the moment, and it's Kone who tries to launch the attack for them. Bosnia wins the ball there, and they will try to work out their own attack out wide there on the right flank. And it looks like a foul for me, but Lai says he wins the ball. The referee thinks otherwise, and there's a corner kick for Bosnia. Yeah, he came off Lai. The Canadian left back. Lai, and my word, Bosnia with the opening goal. Bosnia with the opening goal from the corner kick. Oh, what a beauty. What a beauty. And they have stunned the co-host nation. The Canadians are stunned, and it's the Bosnians who would jubilate at the moment. 20 minutes play. Was a corner kick there and a beautiful flick. And my word, really, really good goal.
Klasinic at the near post flicks it on, and then Lukic, who found himself some great space, was on hand to head that pass, crippled to give Bosnia the lead. This is against the round of play because it's been all Canada until this point. As I mentioned, Bosnia were looking to take advantage of the big men in the box anytime they have their set pieces going their way. First blood drawn
there by Bosnia and Herzegovina against Canada. You're one up now. Kolasinac with the flick there, and Lukic was at the right place at the right time to connect his head to it on the back of the net to give his side the lead. And Canada will have to fight back and see if they can find the equalizer and maybe get the winner. And Lawrence, we were saying that Bosnia were looking to make the most of the set pieces.
Yeah, it was coming. If you look at the physical presence they have in this game, it was going to be they utilizing it at one point or the other, and it was going to come through one of those big boys up top. And this time Lukic, and also came with a big helping hand from Kolasinac. That's how we take our hydration break.
Yeah, that's how we take our hydration break. And it's Canada who are down by a goal to nil at the moment. The stadium is red and white. You can tell the Canadians have turned up really well for their national team. But the moment they are down by a goal, and of course this commentary and a coverage of the World Cup is brought to you by Betano. Believing makes it real. Azar Payne's number one. UMB Bank, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972, and the official banking partner for GFA and the Ghana Black Star. Pepsodent, do the two branch every morning and evening. Sigma Appliances, create possibilities. Orca Deco, think home, think Orca. And a live soap, feel fresh, fortune spread. Yummy, delicious, always on point. Adansi Travels, feel life's beauty.
Football's biggest tournament is on, and there's no better way to get back. There's no better way to back your team on Betano. Sign up today on Betano and claim the welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana cedis in the first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposits, and make we bets. 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. This has been vetted and approved by the Ghana Gaming of Commission. Ghana Gaming Commission of Ghana. Sorry.
Yeah, the Ghana Gaming Commission there. Well, Azar Paint has also got really good quality paint at affordable prices, and they're inviting you to look no further than Azar Paint from Azar Chemical Industries. With Azar Paint, you are guaranteed quality you can trust. A wide range of vibrant colors, excellent coverage, durability, and prices that fit your budget. Whether you're painting your home, office, or commercial property, Azar Paint has the perfect solution for you. So visit Azar Chemical Industries today at plot number 88, Spinktus Road, Manette, Accra. For inquiries or orders, you can call us on 055-3388 or 055-3377. Azar, they are number one.
Zach, in football, you don't reach the World Cup without discipline. And when it comes to your smile, the rules are the same. What class defense isn't built in a day, it's built by brushing morning and night. Because every meal is a snack attack, especially with World Cup games at dawn and midnight. And without the right defense, gems will score. That's why Pepsodent brings you the limited edition World Cup toothpaste. Choose your defense variant, fresh breath for all day confidence, antibacterial to fight germs, or plaque removal for a cleaner, stronger smile. Get the Pepsodent World Cup Limited Edition today, available at supermarkets and shops nationwide. This World Cup season, Pepsodent says, when it comes to your oral health, FANA World Cup.
Yeah, FANA World Cup, your oral health. And it's Canada who are down by a goal to nil, courtesy the 21st minute goal by Jovo Lukic, giving Bosnia and Herzegovina the lead there. Canada have got a mountain to climb at the moment, but they are still fighting. And maybe borrowing the words of a cry out to folk, until the bones are rotten, they will never say die. Jesse Marsh is a very worried man, really worried man. Bosnia with a throw-in now, and there's a long one in there. They're out for another throw-in for Canada this time round. Richie Laye will effect the throw-in for Canada. And corner comes out wide, flicks it for Jonathan Davids. Yustaquau surges forward for Canada. Still on the ball, he is the captain of the day today. Buchanan, well, Buchanan wins a foul.
Zach, a concerning statistic for Jesse Marsh to be worried. Devin's four set pieces so far for Bosnia so far, and then in all four they've been able to make the first contact with the ball. So a bit concerning for the Canadian defense and the Canadian team in general. Something Jesse Marsh will probably have to take a look at if he's to solve those worries.
Well, let's see what Canada can do with the set piece now. And there's a long one into the area, then a flick, beautiful flick there by Buchanan, but to nobody in particular. But the ball is still playing. It's a beautiful drive there by Jonathan Davids, but it's blocked by the Bosnian defense. The ball is still in their penalty area, and it's flicked out wide for a throw-in. That was a really good passage of play, and Canada will look to keep the momentum, but it appears that Bosnia have got a player down injured. Fugarose is the one who is complaining of a hit, but the referee says there's no foul there. It's a throw-in for Canada now in the Bosnian half. It's a long one trying to find Buchanan, and is out for another corner kick, and Canada with an opportunity yet again.
Zach, as the goals go by, he can do away with this. What a time for Jovo Lukic, because that goal was actually his first for Bosnia since he made his debut. So what a time for him to get his first goal for his country.
Brilliant, brilliant, iconic goal for him. It's a corner kick for Canada now, and still in there. Jonathan Davids was an opportunity on the left wing. He goes down looking for a foul. The referee says he's got it. It's a foul. And it's a really dangerous area that he has gotten the foul there.
It was Canada who were giving away set pieces before Bosnia scored. Now it's Bosnia who are conceded more of the set pieces because Canada are putting on more pressure.
Yeah, Fugarose with the foul on Jonathan Davids there, and Canada with another set piece opportunity. Oh, they make of it, it's affected, and now it's a short one trying to find. Well, they really have flapped it, but the ball is still in Canada's possession now. Miller is looking for support, and he finds one in Cornelius, and Cornelius tries to go wide, but Bosnia wins it, and they will launch the attack now. Bosnia, well, they've lost the ball. Jonathan Davis all the way back to win the ball for Canada. It's all hands on deck now. It's all hands on deck now. Cornelius out wide to Miller tries to find Cornelius again, but Bosnia wins the ball now. There's a really timely block there. Right, Cornelius, who's been working really hard for his side. And there's a throw-in for Bosnia now. Canada quickly regain possession in their own half, building patiently there. Canada know that if they can find the equalizer in this first half, it would do them a lot of good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course it would. It would also mean that now there is a pressure on the home crowd, because there's a lot of expectation considering how, as I mentioned, Mexico played and won their game with ease. Same is expected of Canada.
It's an opportunity for Canada that they tried to play for a foul. Referee will have none of that. It's a beautiful pass into the penalty area, trying to find Jonathan Davids, but well, he is unable to connect to it. Bosnia clears it, and he's all the way back to Kripal now. Kripal tries to find, and it's Corny on the attack. It's a beautiful drive. My word, what an opportunity for Corny there. There's a really, really big miss. That was a Luashei, rather.
He should be burying that.
He should be burying
that. Shrugged off the challenge from the defender. Got himself into a good space. Oh, the ball was bouncing. Didn't catch it cleanly.
Tani Oluwaseyi. What a really good opportunity to equalize for Canada. And he completely fluffs it.
And that's the threat that Canada possesses. they have it in them to pull off surprises at any point of the game, either to go long to find the short spaces or short passes and find spaces. They have it all. It's about utilizing it and taking some of these opportunities that come their way so far. Zach, they've not been able to do that.
They've not been able to do that. It's 33 minutes played now, and Canada is down by a goal to nil. Jovo Lukic scoring that goal in the 21st minute for Bosnia and Herzegovina. His first international goal for his country. What a way to score that. The long throw in there by Canada and is out for a corner kick. Canada with an opportunity from the corner kick now. And it's taken out wide, but Bosnia will clear. Memic now on the attack. Tries to launch one, but he's out for a throw-in. Richie Laye with that interception. Would have been a very dangerous play there, as they had just about two players in their own half as at the time the corner kick was taken. Throwing is affected for corner by Bosnia, but Canada clears it. Bosnia regains possession now and is out for another throw-in, this time for Canada. This is the sixth goal of this competition after Mexico scored twice against South Africa, and South Korea also scored twice, and Czechia managed to get a consolation there. 2-1 that game ended between Czech Republic and South Korea very early this morning, around 1 a.m. that game kicked off. Later tonight, there's USA and Paraguay also happening at 1 a.m. Klasinac leading the team. Former Arsenal man there. Cornelius for Canada. Out to Miller. Miller back to Cornelius.
Zach, you sense there's more goals in this game, because after conceding the opening goal, Canada have looked more lively. They've created chances. They've moved the ball a bit quicker and faster. Hopefully they get the equalizer so soon, so we have a game on our hands.
We'll see if they can do that. At the moment, they've been playing really well, trying to string the passes, trying to keep the ball, which they really have done well. For Bosnia, their strategy appear to be some counter-attacking football, maximizing on the set pieces that come their way, because they know they will not be able to keep the possession in this game. And they have been clinical. And Canada with an opportunity now. A long one trying to find Miller, but he's clear there by a very strong and attentive Bosnian defenders.
Canadians are moving everything through the left wing where Miller finds himself, and he has also gotten Connick very much involved. They're looking to break down that stubborn defense of Bosnia, but they need extra hands. They need something special to do that.
Well, it's a corner kick. Another corner for Canada. 37 minutes played now in the first half. Long one in there. to nobody in particular, and Jonathan Davids tries the overhead kick and is out for another corner. And came off Kolasinac there. Canada keep piling the pressure. You seem to have come off only his body. So for a moment it looked like his hand was in there somewhere. Wasn't much contact at it came off just his tummy area. It's a corner kick opportunity for Canada now. Cornelius, Kone, Luache, all of them in the penalty area. Cornelius will launch, and Bosnia with a clearance. Kone all the way back to his goalkeeper. Kripal, who hasn't been bothered much since conceding that goal, is Kone on the ball now. Finds Cornelius. Cornelius to Fogarolis. Out to Buchanan with a really good drive there. Tries to take his man on and is out for another corner kick for Canada. My goodness.
I mean, you always expected it. As I said, once you concede a first goal as the host nation, there's pressure on you. There's pressure to deliver. And that is what Canada have responded to. The pressure has come, and then now they feel there's a need to get the equalizer as quick as possible.
Well, he's the cure with the corner now. Cornelius connects his head to it, but unfortunately not much power. Miller picks it up and managed to pass into the penalty area, but to nobody in particular. Ball fell to Kone. He tried launching some shots there, but didn't work out as it goes out for another corner kick. That should be about five corners for Canada in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, those are the efforts they are putting into the remainder of this first half to get to the equalizer.
Oh, Canada still with the ball. Richie Lai clears it for them, and Jonathan Davids with an opportunity. Oh my word, for a moment you thought he was offside, but could not bring the ball down, and the goalkeeper Vasile will pick it up. Just look at that, he was trying to calmly bring the ball down.
As I said, just like how his season was with Juventus, he's been rusty, but he still has it in him to produce one of the best moments when the country needs him. That is what they are relying on. Unfortunately, so far it's not really worked for him, but that chance that was saved by the goalkeeper,
it hasn't worked for him yet. Let's see what they can do. Richie Laye for Canada, out to Fugorolis, and the ball goes out for a throw-in for Canada. Bosnia is trying so hard to make sure that they prevent Canada from playing the kind of ball they are used to. There is a foul, anything they can do to frustrate them.
Zach, and you can look at the match momentum so far in this game. It's very one-sided. It's been very one-sided. All Canada, even from the starts, out of nowhere they considered a goal from set piece, but they've still been able to press, continue whatever they started, and hopefully try to get an equalizer.
Let's see if they can find an equalizer there. Canada still in possession of the ball. Our captain Mr. Kuo with the misplaced pass there. Memich for a moment thought he had an opportunity to launch an attack there, but he's out for, is he a throw-in or a foul? The ref he is taking there, it seems that he took a foul, but goalkeeper quickly gets the ball and is out to Cornelius now, who takes it to Fugarolis now. He tries to drive the ball forward and back to Cornelius. Cornelius finds Miller. Miller tries to find Jonathan Davids, but is stopped. Erdic has been doing really good job alongside some very good support by Barak Tarevic. Barak Tarevic, they've been doing some very good job on Miller. He hasn't threatened much in this game so far. As Bosnia leading Canada by a goal to nil at the moment. 42 minutes played. Jovo Lukic with a goal in the 21st minute. And Canada will look to increase that lead now. Memic on the attack for Bosnia. And it's a really timely interception there by Johnson. And he's out for a throw-in for Bosnia. Kolasinac for the throw-in now. The Canadians are very pensive at this point. Wow. Bosnians will celebrate. Some of them have taken off their shirt and just dancing and celebrating, having fun. You know, during the Mexico game, some South Koreans actually went to watch the game. I'm not sure what they were doing there, but after the game, after Mexico won the game, Mexico grabbed this South Korean and they were just throwing, bouncing him up and down like that. Bouncing him up and down like that.
Isn't that why we love football?
I'm telling you. You look at the commentary under that video, everyone says, well, this is what the World Cup is all about. Mexicans bouncing a South Korean like he's a baby in the air. Well, the referee has called for a foul. And it's a yellow card for Demirovic. The center forward, he's picked up a yellow card for a foul on Cornelius. And that's the second yellow card of the game. Johnson has picked one, and now Demirovic with the yellow card. Bosnia in possession of the ball now, and they've misplaced the pass. Johnson tries to find Buchanan, but is intercepted by the Bosnians now. And Dedic will try to win this one. It's a battle between him and Richilaye, and Richilaye comes on top there. It's a goal kick for Canada. 4 minutes of added time. And this commentary is brought to you by Betano, Azar Paint, UMB Bank, Pepsodent, Sigma Appliances, Orca Deco, Alive Soap, Fortune Spread, Adansi Travels. All of them supporting us for this 2026 FIFA World Cup coverage. Joe 99.7 FM and of course hits 103.9 FM. Bosnia with the opportunity now, tries to find his man there. Demirovic in the penalty area was well positioned, but is intercepted by the Canadians, who are looking to launch an attack. They are brought down. The referee will issue another yellow card, and Lukic with a foul on Buchanan. Lukic will pick the yellow card now.
The cards are flying now, Zach.
Cards are flying now, and they've got to be careful because Bosnia is on two yellow cards at the moment. Two of their centre forwards are on a yellow card. Their pressing game has got to be cautious at the moment. Canada trying to find the equaliser. Canadian fans are cheering their team, motivating them, hoping they can find the equalizer before the end of this first half. 3 minutes left of the four added time. The ball goes all the way back to Kripal. Kripal to Cornelius. Cornelius to captain back to Cornelius. Cornelius to Kone. Kone out wide to Buchanan takes on his man. Was looking for a foul there, but it's out for a throw-in for Canada. So another throw-in opportunity for Canada. Let's see what they can make of this. It's just about 2 minutes left of the added time. And look at the foul there again. It was a very strong tackle there by Kolasinac. There's a throw-in effected and is cleared by Bosnia. But Canada still an opportunity. Really powerful drive there by Johnson. But Kolasinac threw himself to the floor. And he blocked it there. That looked to be on target.
And if you're Canadian, you are definitely hoping that there's some bit of goals in this team, because as we mentioned,
the corner kick is taken now, but it's wide. There's a free header there for Cornelius, but could not direct his header on target. And it looks like Bosnia and Herzegovina are the ones who go into this first half with the lead. And Canada will have to regroup and come back in the second half, hoping for an equalizer and maybe a win in the opening game for them. And that's it, the end of the first half. And it's Bosnia and Herzegovina who are leading after 45 minutes. Host nation Canada down by a goal to nil. Came in the 21st minute, Jovo Lukic with the goal. And Canada, who had their chances, simply failed to get most of their chances on target. There was a really good opportunity for Jonathan Davids just around the 30th minute mark there, and he also fluffed it. Even much earlier, he had a really good opportunity to open the scoring for Canada. I could not get his foot around it really well as it went straight into the arms of the goalkeeper. It was the end of the first half. Lawrence?
I mean, good first half of football, entertaining. Mostly a one-sided game, because after taking the lead, Bosnia were happy to sit back and soak in the pressure from Canada. Because it was all Canada after the goal. It's been all Canada after that goal. All Canada from the start of the game. And hopefully when we come back from the second half, we would maybe get an equalizer and see how both teams open up to play.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if we can find the equalizer. Let me just tell you about Fortune Spread. Looking for delicious and affordable spread for the family, then Fortune Spread is the perfect choice. It's smooth, it's creamy, and proudly made in Ghana. It pairs well with bread, crackers, pancakes, and more. It's available in 12 grams, 250 grams, 450 grams, and 900 grams packs at shops near you. So just make sure all shop owners, all bread hawkers, and all tea sellers, stock Fortune Spread today and keep your customers coming back for more. Yummy, delicious, always on point. That's exactly what Fortune Spread gives you. And UMB also, the World Cup fever is here, and the Universal Merchant Bank, the official banking partner of the GFA and the Ghana Black Stars, is proudly backing the dreams of all Ghanaians with seamless banking services and opportunities. This World Cup season, as the Ghana Black Stars chase glory, you can win with UMB. All you need to do is to open a new UMB account or reactivate your existing account today to enjoy free data bundles and other awesome rewards. To get started with convenient and reliable banking, visit any of our 35 branches across Ghana, or you can go to our website www.myumbbank.com, or download the UMB Speed app from the Play Store, App Store, and open an account using your Ghana card in minutes. For more details, you can call our 24-hour contact center at 0302-633-988 or toll-free at 0800-100-880. And this is for all networks. UMB, proudly backing Ghana since 1972. And UMB, we say, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972. So really, really supporting us big time. We're going to be back for the second half after this brief break. And also,
to give you an idea of what to expect in that second half.
Remember shit that your mama made for home church, all of her watch it. Back to school with KK. It's here, come chop today. Didi shit to home it taste. 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 Onion, ginger, garlic blend. Flavor, yeah, dead. Pepper, shrimp and fish inside. If you're DNA, if you're DNA. No preservative, just herbs and spice. Natural we taste, spicy we eat. Didi shit to home it taste. Corner, corner, chew it taste. My God, what's your choice to make? Spicy taste like mama made. Didi shit to home it taste. Didi shit to home it taste. Didi shit to home it taste. Didi shit to home it taste.
Why do the world's smartest investors buy real estate? Because land is limited, demand keeps growing, and quality property has consistently proven to be one of the most reliable ways to preserve and grow wealth. Strategically located in the prestigious Airport West enclave of Accra, Grand Panache combines luxury living with strong investment potential. Enjoy world-class amenities, including infinity pools, sky bars, premium co-working spaces, wellness facilities, smart home features, and advanced security systems. Grand Panache is designed to deliver lasting value. Backed by MCL Ghana's proven reputation for quality, transparency, and investor confidence, every day detail has been crafted for those who demand excellence. Call us now on 0200-903091 or 0244-167621. WhatsApp us on 0200-903091 or visit us at www.grandpanache.mclghana.com. Grand Panache by MCL. Prestige lives here.
It's a goal! The World Cup football fever is here, and Electroland Ghana Limited is bringing the excitement of the stadium right into your home with unbeatable soccer promotion. Experience every goal and celebration in clarity, just like you're live at the stadium with discounts on Samsung, TCL, and Nasco Smart TVs. Make every match day perfect for your football watch parties with powerful air conditioners and air coolers, top and bottom mount chest and display fridges, gas cooker, washing machines, microwaves, small kitchen appliances, and more. This is the biggest football promo of the year. Rush to our showrooms and authorized dealer shops or call 050-315-9739. Electroland, bringing the stadium home.
Feel the excitement. Enjoy the conversation. Come with us on this exciting journey of growth and personal development. We challenge you to break the status quo, step out, and do big things. Catch host Reverend Albert Okran as he vibes with CEOs, experts, and change makers. Right here on Springboard, your virtual university. Now showing every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Joy News TV, 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM, and streaming online on Facebook and YouTube. You can't miss it. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise Group, and the Ghana Grows Program, a collaboration between MasterCard Foundation and Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Media partners, Joy FM, Joy News TV, and Graphic. Springboard, your personal value will shoot up.
This Father's Day, give Dad more than just a gift. Give him an unforgettable experience. Join the Joy Brands for the Joy Safari Escape, the ultimate weekend getaway created to celebrate fathers and father figures on 20th and 21st of June. Enjoy a premium escape filled with relaxation, adventure, music, great food, and quality family time. Your experience includes breakfast courtesy from Safari Homes, complimentary bus service to and from Aqua Safari, because we care about your comfort. Luxury night stay at Aqua Safari, scenic river tours and boat cruises, fish and tortoise feeding experience, underwater cave viewing, eco park adventure with amazing wildlife encounters, buffet meal. bowls, island party with live band entertainment, swimming pool, archery, board games, lawn tennis, endless vibes from our DJs, and fun activities for the kids too. So bring along the entire family. Rates are going for 4,000 Ghana cedis single, 6,000 Ghana cedis double, and 10,000 Ghana cedis for a family of four. Book now or make enquiries by calling or WhatsApping Lois on 053-100-3813. The Joy Safari Escape, June 20.